anybody want to call
Blog in. Talk Radio.
So we will. They said 8 hours. Well, I technically haven't been on here 8 hours. Okay, let me get it. Private caller, you're live on the air.
Hi, Armand. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm fine. I'm tired. You sound like you're tired, too.
Yes, I am.
Well, this is Queen Kay.
Okay, so what's going on, Kay? Like, what you got?
Nothing. Everything's already been exposed, Armand. I'm just glad that Mr. Richard helped expose everything, but I am the person that got the ball rolling.
Okay, so are you the ringleader
picture.
Of this?
Oh, yes, I am.
So is everybody getting that information from you?
From me. From me. And when Richard had the falling out with Ra, that's what, you know, put the nail in the coffin, that everything that I was saying were facts. So when I think when Millie what Richard is talking about, when Millie had a G-Stack's picture that I had sent out for people to tag Ra and Millie on Twitter and Instagram, I guess Millie took the picture and assumed that it was Ra's husband, which it wasn't. And that's, you know, when Richard explained to you, I guess, you know, she was upset about it, I guess, because Millie was commenting about it and didn't know the full story or whatever.
Yeah.
A deer in headlight. Yeah. So yeah, I'm the person that got the ball rolling with that. Because when she mentioned it, when Ra was, you know, picking at her on Twitter for making that fake Photoshop story to be on her blog, and Cardi, you know, responded, and you know, nobody, I was aware of this months ago, but when nobody could put a face with his name, you know, so I got the face with the name, and I got the ball rolling, asking.
Oh, wow.
People to,
so that's a whole situation. Well, how do you feel how do you feel about everything that has transpired over the last few days?
Well, I feel bad for Richard because, you know, he shouldn't have got called a faggot, and knowing that their so-called friendship was 5 years, for her to call him that, and then for him to go to the extreme, it seemed like he was tired of the things that she was doing to him over the years, for him to explode like this. And I think this was a, you know, seal the deal when she called him out of his name, and that was a derogatory, you know, name and term that she used, and she knew better. But Ra has always been like that. Like I told Richard, you know, I said, you are too kind, you're too sweet, you're too genuine. Why would you even align yourself up with Ra? She's a user. She's a friend hopper. She hops from one friend to the next to use people. And like I told, I said this 2 years ago. This wasn't when Nikki fell out with Ra. She fell out with her in December, like around before her birthday. It was like year before last. Do you remember when they went to, I don't know if they went to Jamaica somewhere. Remember Nikki and Brooke and all them, the husbands were together. Okay, they had fell out prior to that. And I said they fell out because one of the reasons, because Ra was not, she wasn't feeling Kenny at all. Kenny took her spotlight as well. You understand? He took the spotlight. Nikki's focus was on Kenny, and her attention was on Kenny, not Ra. You understand? So he also took the spotlight to where Ra wasn't getting the attention, like, you know, getting sent places with Nikki on trips. It's Kenny now. So they also fell out over, like Rich said, over her talking about Nikki's business. And Brooke had fixed the relationship, you know, got them back together to being cool. And so they started back being cool. And that's when Ra went out to celebrate Nikki's birthday. And then they fell out two more times after that over the same thing. And the final straw was with Kenny and with her telling, continuing to keep talking about Nikki's business to other people and saying, also saying that she couldn't conceive. So with Rich, I'm just glad Richard, I hate that he had to go through that to confirm everything how Ra is. And another thing with Brooke and Ra, the reason they fell out is over the on-site thing. That's why Richard came in on that, and because she owes Brooke $10,000.
Are you serious?
I'm very serious. Ra owes Brooke $10,000. So that's why her and Brooke fell out. One of the multiple reasons why they fell out. And I talked to Richard on his show, and he was like, how do you know? I was like, yeah, you know I know, because he was agreeing with me when he went on his show the other night when I called him.
So she owes Brooke $10,000?
Yes, sir, she does.
So how is she giving away $1,000 if she owed tens of thousands?
Well, you know, her and Brooke were business partners. They were business partners on the Instagram on-site. And also, Ra was trying to get it how it is now by her being on Station Head. Brooke was supposed to be a part of that. But she owes Brooke money, so they fell out. Sure did, Mr. Armand Wiggins.
Oh,
but Brooke,
wow.
I mean, I don't think Brooke's not going to speak on it. She's still cordial with Nikki. But as far as Ra, she's not, like Richard said, she's not cordial. She's not BFF with Nikki like she used to. Like Richard said, if they saw each other in the room, Nikki would probably nudge and hi and carry on. They're not like how they were. And I've been saying this for going on 2 years. What's next? I just wish Richard, you know, the best, and he stays clear of Ra and people like her. I don't know what Ra's going to do. I mean, she needs to be concerned with her husband once this, he catch wind of this. That's what she needs to be worried about, because she's going to be dead on her ass because she don't have nothing.
Oh, Ra?
Ra don't have nothing, just like Richard said. She don't have nothing.
So what do you think her infatuation is with Cardi?
Her infatuation with Cardi, it's just not with Cardi, it's with people that she's envious, she's jealous of females that have stuff going on, and she can't understand why she can't grasp and get things going on. She's infatuated with Cardi also because, you know, she looks at Cardi like, oh, she's a stripper, she thinks she's a bomb, she thinks she's that. How can you be this top-notch celebrity? And I've been, but Robin's scamming though. You know, why I'm not where you at?
Mm.
And another reason why she don't like Cardi is people know Ra. I'm just going to say that. People know Ra, but people are not going to say anything. Richard, I'm so glad Richard has exposed everything about her. Not everything, majority of the stuff about her, how her character is. Ra is very dirty. And like he said, she do be pimping strippers. That I've been saying that for 2 years.
Really?
She surely does.
That's a lot going on, girl. You'll be getting a lot of tea. You'll be getting a lot of tea, girl. Well, I'm just glad that. And my thing is, I'm glad that you came over here. And I didn't want to do this on YouTube because I'm like, bitch, I don't even want to give no more life to this Ra Ali situation because she's really a nobody. I'm over it. I'm over her. I'm over the my radio. I don't care no more. Fuck them.
I see. But, you know, you be careful because them some slick bitches over there, they'll try and hire an investigator on you and try and dig up dirt on you.
You're right. But I want to thank you for being a supporter for me. And thank you for coming over here, okay?
I love you.
Love you too, Kay. Have a good night, babe.
Okay, bye.
You get some rest. Boo. Bye. All right, y'all. So the show is over. okay? I'm going to turn the mic off. I'm going to leave the music playing for a little bit. I might chime in. I might not. But we were trending tonight. We've been on here for 8-9 hours, bitch. So next, the music is going to play. I love y'all. And see y'all next time, bitch. We're going to be on YouTube.
Big shot with the big sailor on between the time with that big crowd.